Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamedtes. This is going to be an abbreviated session so we can get through the material, hopefully prepared, for Yontif. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Nachman clarified the machlokas in the Mishnah between Yossi and the Rabban regarding cooking from unconventional sources of heat. He said, all agree that cooking directly from the heat of the sun is permissible. Rashi explains that cooking from the sun is not derech bishul, it's not the way of cooking, and people will not confuse it with regular cooking. They also agree that cooking from toldos haor, derivatives from the heat, such as the heat of the kettle, is prohibited since it's considered bishul madoraisa, biblically forbidden cooking. They disagree with regards to cooking from toldos hachama, cooking from derivatives of the sun, such as a scarf heated by the sun. So the Rabban decreed that toldos hachama is prohibited because people might be confused and come to cook with toldos haor. If one can cook from a scarf heated by the sun, they might come to cook from a scarf heated by a fire. Rav Yossi doesn't forbid toldos hachama because of toldos haor. Point number two. The Gemara asks why Rav Yossi does not permit cooking an egg in the sand or dust that was heated by the sun if in general he permits toldos hachama. So Rabba says that Rav Yossi concedes here because gezeres shemei yatmin beremetz. There was a decree enacted out of concern. One will come to conclude that it's permissible to also insulate food with hot ash, which is prohibited. Rav Yosef says that when one buries the food in the sand, they'll come to move the dirt, and according to Rashi, they will transgress the malacha of choresh, of plowing. And point number three, it was said in the name of Rebbe, kol makum she'ata motzei shnayim chalukim ve'echad machria, halacha kedivrei machria. Whenever you have two tanaim who disagree and a third one mediates between them, the halacha follows the opinion of the mediator. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rav Nachman clarified the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Yossi and Rabban regarding cooking from unconventional sources of heat. They both agree that cooking directly from the heat of the sun is permissible, and Rashi explains that cooking from the sun is not derech bishul. It's not the way of cooking. People will not confuse it with regular cooking. They all agree that cooking from toldos haor, derivatives from the heat, such as the heat of the kettle, is prohibited since it's considered bishul madoraisa, biblically forbidden cooking. They disagree with regards to cooking from toldos hachama, cooking from derivatives of the sun, such as a scarf heated by the sun. The Rabban decreed toldos hachama is prohibited because people might be confused and come to cook with toldos haor. If one can cook from a scarf heated by the sun, they might come to cook from a scarf heated by a fire. Rav Yossi doesn't forbid toldos hachama because of toldos haor. Point number two, the Gemara asks why Rav Yossi does not permit cooking an egg in the sand or dust that was heated by the sun if in general he permits toldos hachama. So Rava says that Rav Yossi concedes here because gezeres shemei yatmin beremetz. There was a decree enacted out of concern. One will come to conclude that it's permissible to also insulate food with hot ash. Rav Yosef says that one buries the food in the sand, they'll come to move the dirt, and according to Rashi, they will transgress the malacha of choresh, of plowing. And point number three, it was said in the name of Rabbi, kol makum she'ata motzei shnayim chalukim ve'echad machria halacha kidivrei machria. Whenever you have two tanaim who disagree and a third one mediates between them, the halacha follows the opinion of the mediator. All right, so now we go to our Sefer Lamedtes, which is letters. Letters, I'm going to expand it to a mailman delivering letters. So here goes. The mailman was having a rough day when he first stepped in the egg cooking on the pavement and then tripped over the egg buried in the sand before he finally delivered the letter to the mediator. So once again, in slow motion. The mailman, that reminds us, letters, we're on Daf Lamedtes. The mailman was having a rough day when he first stepped in the egg cooking on the pavement, which reminds us, point number one, Rav Nachman clarified the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Yossi and the Rabban regarding cooking from unconventional sources of heat. They both agree that cooking directly from the heat of the sun is permissible. Rashi explains that cooking from the sun is not derech bishul, the way of cooking, and people will not confuse it with regular cooking. They also agree that cooking from toldos haor, derivatives from the heat, such as the heat of the kettle, is prohibited, since it's considered bishul madoraisa, biblically forbidden cooking. They disagree with regards to cooking from toldos hachama, cooking from derivatives of the sun, such as a scarf heated by the sun. The Rabbanan decreed that toldos hachama is prohibited because people might be confused and come to cook with toldos haor. If one can cook from a scarf heated by the sun, they might come to cook from a scarf heated by the fire. And Rav Yossi does not forbid toldos hachama because of toldos haor. So the mailman was having a rough day when he first stepped in the egg cooking on the pavement and then tripped over the egg buried in the sand, which reminds the Gemara why Rav Yossi does not permit cooking an egg in the sand or dust that was heated by the sun, if in general he permits toldos hachama. Rava says that Rabbi Yossi concedes here because gezeres shemei yatmin beremetz. There was a decree enacted out of concern. One will come to conclude that it's permissible to also insulate food with hot ash. Rav Yosef says that when one buries the food in the sand, they'll come to move the dirt, and according to Rashi, they will transgress the malacha of Choresh, of plowing. So the melon was having a rough day when he first stepped in the egg cooking on the pavement and then tripped over the egg buried in the sand before he finally delivered the letter to the mediator. Which reminds us, in point number three, it was said in the name of Rebbe, Kol Makmish HaTamotzi Shnaim Chalukim, V'Echad Machria Halacha Kedivrei Machria. Whenever you have two Tanaim who disagree and a third one mediates between them, the halacha follows the opinion of the mediator. So once again, the mailman was having a rough day when he first stepped in the egg cooking on the pavement and then tripped over the egg buried in the sand before he finally delivered the letter to the mediator. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldstein Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.